Hey everyone, this is Chris, and welcome to my demo of Scramble. This is, for those of you that don't know, is a version of Oh Shit on steroids. So this is made by the same developer, and it's got quite a few things going for it. Of course, you have achievements, there are unlockable modes, and basically in this one you are running around a truly three-dimensional environment, so you can climb up ladders onto platforms and grab things. Of course you've got cannons that are trying to shoot you, rocks that will fall and try to hit you. Actually, the rocks are tossed at you, but yeah. And the objective, of course, is to collect items until the pit expands and consumes the entire board. So there is a board, or a pit, I should say, that is constantly expanding, and, it can be quite tricky if you're not prepared for it. This game does require very quick reflexes, so just keep that in mind. Also, it is paid, but the demo is quite generous. It lets you play normal for as long as you want, and I believe it will save your stats. Or maybe it doesn't save your stats. I know it will show them to you, but you can't unlock badges or new modes or do anything like that. The game is $16.48, I believe. Not sure what the reasoning for the weird price is. I'm guessing because he uses PayPal and PayPal takes a cut. But anyway, let's go ahead and launch the game. I've actually reset the game back to default by deleting a file in the app data folder, which let me show you that real quick.
Run dialog.
So let's go into
selection remove.
Percent app data percent.
Desktop roaming window.
And then I'll go down here.
Spy Stevo.
It's in a folder called Stevo.
Items view list. Scramble not selected. Selected.
And then in here.
Items view list. Reg.dat not selected.
Now, there's a reg.dat file that stores your license information, I assume. And then there would be another one in here, a .brain file. That is the file that contains all of your information. So it keeps track of your high scores, the modes you've unlocked, all of your stats, and basically everything to do with the game. So I have mine backed up, and I will be showing you the other modes later, but I wanted to show you what the game is like in an out-of-the-box type of state. So let's go ahead.
Start window.
And I'm going to leave that folder open just for ease of use, and I'm going to run scramble.
Scramble.exe. Fatal error detected dialog. Failed to execute script scramble. Okay button. Scramble window.
And you can't do it from the search box, run. So we gotta do it from the folder.
Desktop list. Document.
So.
Items. Soundtracks 1. Scramble errors dot log. Scramble win 32. Scramble window.
Go in here.
Change log dot. Scramble dot txt.
And this is the file that we have to run. Now, when you download the game, you'll have to unzip it. Also, it will check for updates automatically and download the file, but you will have to manually unzip it and replace the files in the folder to get the new version. I think that could be handled much better, but as of right now, that's how the update process works. So let's go ahead and run the game.
Welcome to Scramble. Since this is your first time running the game, we will need to set up your speech settings, as well as a name for you to use on the scoreboards. Press Enter to continue. Scramble V1.35. Created by Stevo.
Alright, so I'm going to hit Enter.
TTS options. Use the up and down arrow keys to move through the options, and left and right arrows to adjust the values. Press Escape or click Done when finished. How should menus be spoken? Currently set to TTS.
So TTS is Microsoft Sappy. That's why it's talking kind of slowly. I'm going to change this to Screen Reader, though.
Screen Reader. How should game information be spoken? Currently set to TTS. Screen Reader.
So this does have two different channels.
How should menus be spoken?
Menus can be read out with TTS or the Screen Reader, while game info can be read by either. So if you find it handy to have two different... maybe to have your screen reader read out menus and then have the game info read out by Sappy, you can set it up that way or any way that you would like. I'm going to set it to use NVDA by default.
How should game information be spoken? Currently set to screen reader.
And if I keep downloading, or if I keep down arrowing.
Select a Sappy voice. Currently set to Evona to Sally OEM.
That's a list of installed voices on your system.
Microsoft David Desktop English, United States. Microsoft Zira Desktop. VW James. VW Kate.
Oh yeah, I've got Kate on here.
VW Paul. Ivona 2 Sally OEM.
So those are all the voices I have on here.
Microsoft David Desktop. Microsoft Zira. Ivona 2 Sapi voice rate. Currently set to 0.
And you use the... left and right arrow keys to change these values.
Sappy voice pitch. Current Sappy voice volume. Test TTS settings. This is a test of your text-to-speech settings.
So that's testing it using Sappy.
Done.
I'm going to hit done.
Name dialog. Enter a name edit blank.
And let's type in Chris. And hit enter.
Okay, you'll now be known as Chris. You can change this at any time in the options menu. All set. If you have any questions or concerns about the game, check out the Help and Contact menu. Do you want to play the tutorial? Yes.
So I'm going to down arrow to yes, and this is pretty cool. So when you first get this game, you are greeted with the prompt to play the tutorial, which I highly recommend. It is very well done. So let's choose yes.
Yes. Welcome to the Scramble tutorial. This is not a substitute for the manual or the Learn Game Sounds menu, and in fact, I strongly suggest you check out Learn Game Sounds before playing. If you'd like to toggle the music off and on, use F1.
Yeah, let's do that. I don't want the music.
F2 and F3 turn it down or up respectively.
So basically, I'm pressing enter to go through these prompts. If I wanted to have it repeated to me again, I could hit, let's just say... up arrow.
F2 and F3 turn it down or up respect. F2 and...
yeah, any of the arrow keys will reread that message. I'm going to hit enter.
You can adjust the master volume of the entire game by turning it down with F5 and up with F6. You may also escape the tutorial by using the escape key.
So that's useful. If you're finding that the game is too loud or too quiet, you can change it from the actual program, which is very nice.
Now on to the game. Let's start off with the basics. You're on a 50 by 50 foot map right now. You can navigate it by holding down either W, A, S, D to move forward, left, down, and right respectively, or the arrow keys. I'll call those keys the mover keys from now on. If you hold down a combination of those keys, you can walk diagonally across the map. It's useful for helping you get places faster. Why don't we try it out? Walk forward 10 steps for me by holding W or up arrow. Resumed.
And here we are in the actual game.
Great.
That's how fast you move in this game. This game goes very, very, very fast.
Of course, though, the primary objective of this game is not walking, it's collecting items. The items make a sort of blinging sound. I'm going to place one such item on the map. Using the techniques we discussed earlier, walk over and get it. It may help to know that if the item is behind you, the pitch of its sound will be lower. This rule applies for everything that makes noise in the game except for the pit.
Now, that is one thing I don't like about this game. It plays sound in stereo and just changes the pitch to alert you if things are behind you. I think HRTF would be really cool, because then you could hear things all around you that would make this game so much better.
If it's difficult for you to tell if an item is behind you, you can adjust how much the pitch decreases when an item is behind or below you. Use F7 and F8. Also, just because you can't immediately hear it doesn't mean it's not there. Walk around until you do no rush right now. Resumed.
So that item is off to my right and behind me. Now, if I hit F4...
Mute items that are far away on.
If you turn this on, you can't hear items that are far away. If you turn it off...
Mute items that are far away off.
You can. So depending on your play style, you may want to have this on or off. So I'm going to move to the right and down. Now... Okay, well, actually, that was just off to my right, I think. So, this is right to my right. If I take one step forward, that tells me it is behind me.
Great. I'll put 5 more items on the map. Go and get them.
Or, I guess it was kind of behind me, because I still went to the right and grabbed it.
Resumed.
All right, so we got some items here. Now I'm going to walk diagonally.
Wow, looks like you have item hunting down. That is the main way you earn points in the game.
Alright, let's continue here.
So far, everything has been on the ground. I would, however, like to introduce you to the concept of platforms. A platform is a mini surface that is 10 by 10 feet. It is 10 feet in the air. You get on it by climbing a ladder, and that's also the safest way to get down. To tell you where the platform is and where you can get off, the ladder makes a constant sound, as though someone is striking a metal surface. It's very distinct from items. You'll know when you're walking on the ladder because instead of stepping on grass, you'll be walking on metal. Also, the ladder sound will not play if you're standing or climbing on it. Here, let me spawn a platform. Using the mover keys, walk over to the ladder and step on it. Resumed.
So there's the ladder off to my right. Now if I hit C...
15, 5, 0.
It gives my X, Y, and Z coordinates, which is very useful. Also, you can turn, I think. Oop, well, maybe not. I thought you could turn. All right, let's go over here.
Earlier, I introduced you to the mover keys. Well, not all of them. If you use either R or page up, you can climb a ladder. Using F4 page down will let you climb back down. Why don't you go ahead and climb to the top of the platform? You'll know you're there because you'll step on a wooden surface. Resumed.
So I'm going to hit R just because it's actually easier to press. So I'm going to hold it down, actually.
Good. As I said earlier, the platform is 10 by 10 feet. The ladder put you roughly in the middle of the platform, and you'll come back here to climb down. Don't worry about remembering that, though. When you step off the ladder, it'll start making noise again. I'll give you about 10 seconds to walk around the platform and get familiar with it.
Alright, so...
Resumed.
Basically, now I can walk around here. I'm on the ladder. I walk to my left. That's the edge of the platform. Walk forward. That's the edge.
Well, I hope you were able to get yourself familiar with the layout of the platform.
So that's the one thing I don't like about this tutorial is it does a little too much hand-holding and it pushes you too hard to do things. I do think it would be good to have a practice mode in this game where you can practice the concepts without the time limit from the pit. That would be kind of nice. But anyway, let's continue here.
Go ahead and climb the ladder back down, and we'll continue. Resume.
So actually, I can walk on the platform here, so I'm just walking around. There's the ladder. Now, I should note, you can actually walk off the edge of a platform, or you can jump off the edge of a platform and fall. That will hurt you. You can also, when you're on a ladder, you can walk off of it and hit the ground like this. Actually, no, you can't. I think it locks me from doing that right now. Let's just go back down.
Congratulations. You know everything now. Wait, no you don't. Sorry about that. I just got distracted because there was a cat on my keyboard.
That's funny.
So you know how to move around, but there is still one more mover key I must teach you.
Wait a minute, what is that noise? Okay, that's something outside or something.
Sometimes in Scramble, you'll need to jump out of the way of things. Space will let you do that. While in the air, pressing any of the mover keys except the climbing ones lets you move as normal, only a little bit faster. I would also like to introduce you to our friend, the cannon. If not for this, jumping very likely would not be necessary in this game. The cannon is an evil thing. If you get too close to it, it will turn and face you, and launch a rapidly rolling ball across either the ground or a platform, right at you. If you don't jump out of the way, you are in almost all likelihood going to get smacked with the ball. I have put you in the bottom left corner of the map. Go ahead and walk over to the platform and climb up. If you want, this would be a great chance to practice jumping as well. Remember, space bar. Resumed.
So let's actually do that. I'm going to hit the space bar. There you go. And of course, I can hit it and press the arrow key. Now, what you're hearing is the cannon. It's on the platform right now, and it's trying to fire. So I'm going to climb up this ladder.
Cannons tend to fire every few seconds. When a cannon is about to fire, it will make a sort of whirring noise. If you're on the platform with a cannon, this is a great time to jump. However, the cannon also makes the whirring noise even when you're not in its range, to help you time your approach to the top of a platform. Right after the whirring, if you're in range, the cannon will fire the ball. You don't want to wait for this to jump though, because those cannon balls come fast. You're currently 2 steps below the top of the platform. I stopped you here to protect you from getting hit by cannon balls prematurely. Here, why not try getting up on the platform and seeing how this cannon works? It's a stupid idea if it were real life, but this is a game. I'll prove it by making you immune to cannon balls for now so that even if one would normally hit you, it'll just go through you. But don't get used to this. I'll also disable you from jumping, for now. You don't need to. Resumed.
Yeah, so I can't jump, and I can't walk off the ladder. So, there's the cannon. That tells you it's about to fire. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to wait for it to come again. And here we go. I can't jump.
Nice.
Or actually, I was at the edge of the field, and I think the cannonball just went through me. Or no, that's probably because of the tutorial, because I should have been getting hit. But that's okay.
I feel like now would be a good time to teach you about health.
Okay.
Your health starts out at 100 horsepower, and usually this is the highest it'll ever be.
Horsepower?
You can press H to check it.
Yep.
If this reaches zero, it's one way you can die. Getting hit by a cannonball takes away 45 of your HP, normally. So if you were to get hit by 3, your health would go below 0 and you'd die. The best way to avoid cannonballs, as stated earlier, is to jump them. Let's practice. If they hit you, don't worry. I'll restore your health, for now. If you can successfully jump to avoid 5 cannonballs, we'll keep going. Good luck. I'll disable all movement for now except for jumping. The key is learning to get into the air in time. Resumed.
Okay. So you gotta do it. Yeah, right as it. Let's see. Also, if you're close enough, you can hear it firing, so I'm just.
Awesome.
There we go.
You're really getting good at this.
So that's how you dodge cannonballs.
Guess what? There is another way to get off of platforms and ladders. So far, I have disabled your walking in times where you could jump on platforms, and I have disabled horizontal movement while you were on ladders. This was to avoid falling. Though you cannot walk directly off of a platform, you can jump over the edge. Also, if you take too many steps horizontally when on a ladder, you can fall off onto the ground. Falling will take away some HP, more the further you fall.
Yep.
Falling will take away some HP, more the further you fall.
So that is good to know.
If you get 0 horsepower after a fall, you will die. You'll know you're falling, because you'll hear a whistling sound lowering in pitch to signify it. Here, let me put you in the air and make you fall. Don't worry, I'll restore your HP when done. Resume. Ha ha.
Ouch.
When on a platform, if you're jumping, there will be a warning sound playing at the edge you're jumping towards. This applies for diagonal movement as well. If it gets right up in front of you or stops entirely, you're probably falling off the platform. It doesn't play while walking, or if you're on a ladder though. I'll put you back on the platform. This time, I want you to jump 4 or 5 cannonballs, but I'm not going to restrict your movement at all, so if you want to move around you can.
Oh, excuse me.
It would be a good time to get familiar with trying not to jump off the edge of platforms while avoiding cannonballs. This is an important skill to have.
Okay.
If you fall off the platform, just climb back up. Oh, and don't worry, I'll keep restoring your HP still.
So, that clacking sound tells me... Oh, I fell off the platform. Let's go back up here. So that was just dodging some more cannonballs.
So far, you've been able to walk to a platform quite easily. This is because we haven't given it a rock thrower. In addition to its cannon, a platform has one rock thrower. These throwers chuck rocks down at you while you're approaching the ladder. If you get hit by a rock, it takes away 30 health. You'll hear a rock coming at you by the wobbly whistling sound it makes as it moves towards you. Thankfully, you have plenty of time to avoid rocks. Avoiding rocks is just as simple as stepping out of the way. Hear it coming right up in front of you? Back up or take some steps to the left or right. The platform now has a rock thrower on it. I've put you on the ground again. Go to the platform now, and avoid the rocks. If you get hit by one though, I'll restore your HP.
Okay, so...
Once you reach the ladder, the rock thrower will stop targeting you. In fact, it won't even target you once you get on the platform. That's when the cannon takes over.
Yep, so let's go ahead and do this.
Resumed.
I'm gonna walk backwards here. Now, as I get... So, that's the rock thrower. Ooh, that was close.
Great.
So, that was me dodging some rocks.
Introducing the pit. The pit is a massive, mud-filled pool of turbulence that, as you play, consumes everything around you and eventually, you. It initially starts off at the bottom of the field. When it appears, it already stretches from the left to the right wall, so you can think of it as slicing off the entire bottom edge of the map. For the remainder of the game, it slowly advances forward, slicing more of the map off bit by bit until eventually, all of it is gone. If you step in it, or it grows to consume the whole map and you're still around giving you no choice, it's an instant game over. So, the only way to escape it, is to stay in front of it. If you die when and only when the pit consumed the entire map, thus continuing would have been impossible, you will have won the game. You'll know the pit's location based on its stormy, bubbly sound. You'll notice that it won't ever move to your left or right because it extends from wall to wall. When the pit first spawns, it will appear very suddenly. Thus being at the bottom of the map will cause you to die rather abruptly.
Yeah, yeah, that's not good, so you don't want to linger... At the bottom of the map. That is a very, very bad idea.
It will periodically expand to consume more of the field, though. It will move forward 2 feet every expansion. In other words, the pit will have to expand 25 times to consume this entire 50-foot map. The expand frequency starts at 1 expansion every 7 or 8 seconds, but gradually increases as the game progresses. There is a cap to this, though. The expansion frequency will never increase beyond 2.5 seconds. I'll let the pit spawn now. However, I won't let it expand for now. Go ahead and walk towards it. I'll continue to protect you from flying rocks for a little bit, but use that to practice. I'll also disable jumping for now. Resumed.
So basically, I walked onto the mud on the edge of the pit.
You are now standing on a mud surface. This mud surface is 5 feet wide, starting from 5 feet in front of the pit and ending at your death.
Oops, what the?
This mud surface, it is meant to serve as a warning that you are getting too close. If you're standing on it, you may want to move forward and away from the pit. This mud surface is meant to be 5 feet from the pit, but remember that the pit moves. So if you walk backwards on it, it's possible you may fall in the pit sooner than you think. Let's talk about special items. A special item is special because unlike the other items on the map, it does not spawn on the ground. A special item is either found on a ladder or a platform and will reward you up to 5 points for grabbing it rather than just one. This is because it's more dangerous and more work to get it. You have to climb up, or in some case avoid cannons and rocks to get it. A special item sounds a lot higher than a normal one. If it's on a ladder, it'll be only slightly high-pitched, but if it's on a platform it will be significantly higher. I'll spawn a special item on the platform. Try to get it, not getting hit by the cannons or throwers. Remember the tactics for avoiding rocks and cannons.
Alright, so there's the pit.
You're doing amazing.
So basically, I walked over to the ladder, positioned myself to where the item sound was in the middle of the stereo field, and just climbed up, and I just grabbed it like that.
This time, I want you to collect 3 special items. After each one you get, I'll put you on the ground and spawn the next one. Also, so far I have been protecting you from death. However, if you die during this exercise, I'll restart the exercise as though you have picked up 0 of the 3 special items. Good luck, and happy collecting. I won't let the pit expand, so don't feel rushed. Continue.
Okay. And yes, if it, it doesn't tell me my time, because there is no time limit. I'm gonna climb up here, jump that cannonball.
You're doing great so far. You need 2 more.
Walk to the right and in front of me and grab that item. So, as I said, this game goes really, really fast and you have to give it your undivided attention. Alright, so
you're doing great so far. You need 1 more.
Need 1 more?
Resumed. The last thing I want to teach you is power-ups. I explain these more in the manual, but a power-up is a type of item that will cause something good or bad to happen. It can do things like speed up the pit, give you a temporary movement speed boost, restore your health, destroy a cannon or rock thrower and spawn special items. What? Yeah. Anyway, there's quite a few power-ups. Power-ups always spawn on platforms unless there are none. They also sound way different from other items. When you pick one up, its effect is yelled out to you. To spawn one, you have to collect 3 regular items in 8 seconds. The 8-second timer starts after you grab the first item. And you know that sound that plays when you pick one up? During those 8 seconds, it increases in pitch for every item you get. When it's time for a power-up to spawn, the game will play a chime. If the 8 seconds expires though and you didn't get 3 or more items, nothing happens. I've spawned items, and I'll keep them coming until you manage to spawn a power-up. Good luck.
Here we go.
Congratulations. Now that you know about all the possible items that can spawn, I'd like to introduce you to the pause menu. The pause menu gives you various statistics including your score, health, time spent playing this round, the estimated time until the pit consumes the field, and how much of the field is left. It tells you where platforms are as well as what's on them including if they have power-ups or special items. Lastly, should a rock thrower or cannon be located elsewhere than a platform, you'll be told where that is as well. To access that at any time, press P. This also pauses your game of course. Press P again to exit the pause menu and return to your gameplay. Why not use that to locate the platform with your power-up on it, so you can go up there and get it. If you die, I've still got you. There'll be no consequences right now except a lecture. Resumed. Pause menu. Press P to unpause the game. Score, 29. Time elapsed, 5 minutes and 47 seconds. According to current trends, the field will be consumed in about 3 minutes and 46 seconds. The pit is currently expanding at a rate of 9 seconds and has consumed 4.0% of the field.
So that's the information that you get by default if I hit down arrow.
Your health is 55 points. A platform is behind and a fair distance off to the left, 27 feet away. It has a cannon, a rock thrower, a special item, and a power-up. It will be consumed by the pit in approximately 1 minute and 28 seconds. A platform is behind and a fair distance off to the left, 27 feet away. It has a cannon, a rock thrower, a special item, and a power-up. It will be consumed by the pit in approximately 1 minute and 28 seconds.
So basically, you can keep going through here.
A platform is behind and a fair distance off to the left, 27 feet away. Your health is 55.
Oh, actually, that's just one platform. So it also tells you in here how long it will take before the platform is consumed by the pit. You will also hear, if you're near a platform, you'll hear an alarm noise when the platform is about to be consumed. So if you're on that platform, you'll want to get off really quick or else you're probably going to die. So let's go ahead and try to get this item.
Resumed.
Fortune.
Since you picked it up, I'll also tell you that fortune spawns a new platform. And were I letting it expand, it would slow down the pit expansion speed. However, you have to collect 3 items in 10 seconds after the fortune power-up delayed start takes effect.
Okay.
You cannot spawn a new power-up during this time, until either a platform spawned or the power-up timer ran out of time. If you succeed with fortune, a voice will tell you a platform has spawned. If you fail to get the 3 items in 10 seconds, nothing happens. My last challenge for you will be to spawn a platform with this fortune power-up. Get on the ground, let it take effect, and then collect those 3 items.
Okay, well, let's see if we can do that.
You didn't spawn the platform, but that's okay. There's always next time.
Okay, so I was too slow.
To conclude this tutorial, I'd like to tell you a couple more keys. Pressing tab gives you some quick game stats. How many platforms, your score, and your total playing time this round. Pressing T tells you how long until the pit consumes the entire field based on current estimates. Since I'm done teaching you, I'll now act as though this is a normal game. I'm no longer going to stop the pit from expanding, and if you die, you're done with this game. One parting word of caution though, if a platform is 15 seconds from being consumed by the pit, you'll hear an alarm bleep. If it's less than 10 seconds, it'll creak, and the creak will get louder. You'll only hear this creak if you're on the platform, it's meant to be a warning. Good luck, and I hope you found this tutorial helpful. And please remember to check out the manual and learn game sounds if you have more questions. You can also launch this at any time you need it again.
So, don't hit tab while you're playing because you have to pay attention.
This is not a substitute for the manual. Happy scrambling.
Welcome to Scramble. Get ready to lose. A lot.
Congratulations. You received the pity badge. I'm giving you this badge so you'll have something to remember during that inevitable moment when your assumption that the game would be easy, which you will have made when first starting to play, gets proven horribly wrong. Thank me later. Oh yeah, welcome to Scramble by the way.
So just for your information, the voice for the badges is done by Liam. It's a really weird pitch shifted version of Liam. Anyway, I'm gonna hit enter.
You earn 25 more points to spend on new variations, raising your total to 25. Select an option, play.
So let's go through this menu. So the top option is play.
Variation, normal.
This is the variation. If I go in here,
select a variation. If it's unlocked, you'll be switched. Otherwise, you can unlock it with enough points. You have 25 points, normal. Red price, 1,000 points.
Now if I hit tab,
you have 25 points.
It tells me my current amount of points. I need 1,000 points to unlock rigged. So essentially, there are different modes in this game that control how crazy things get. I highly recommend that you read the documentation because it will explain a lot of these things in very good detail. So I'm going to hit escape.
Main menu, variation, normal, stats, and scores.
These are your stats. If I hit enter here.
Stats, select a variation, normal, 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 normal statistics. Press enter on anything except the top scores listing to copy all stats to the clipboard. Otherwise, press escape to leave. View scores. Totals. You have played a total of 0 games, accumulating a total score of 0 points.
Yeah, so the tutorial doesn't count.
In terms of time, you've racked up a total of 0 seconds. This means you average roughly 0 points per game, and that your average game lasts about 0 seconds. Completion. Of all 0 games you've played, you have successfully completed 0, or about 0% of them, meaning you didn't die until the pit consumed the whole field and there was nowhere to go. You hit escape and 0, or 0% of the games. In terms of deaths, you died by falling in a pit in 0 or 0% of your games.
So, yeah.
These stats have been copied to the clipboard. These stats...
If I hit enter, I can copy them to the clipboard.
The clipboard contains a large portion of text. It is 2,076 characters long.
If I hit NVDAC, it tells me that there's a big chunk of text on the clipboard.
Stats. Select mode.
So there's your stats.
Normal. Normal. Badges. 1. Badges. Press enter to play the stinger if a badge has won, and escape to leave this menu. Pity. I'm giving you this badge so you'll have something to remember during that inevitable moment when your assumption that the game would be easy, which you will have made when first starting to play, gets proven horribly wrong. Thank me later. Oh yeah? Welcome to Scramble, by the way.
And this is your list of badges or achievements?
Welcome to Scramble. Get ready to lose. A lot.
And you can
I'm
hit...
I'm giving you this...
You can hit enter to play the voice clip that goes with each badge. So,
activation options. View the online active badges. View the showing the top 10 scores on the normal board. Press enter on a score to show the summary and escape to go back to the main menu. In position 1, Degas Ur, score 330 made in 10 minutes and 40 seconds.
Okay, I'm not sure how you can last that long. I suspect someone was cheating. But if I hit enter here,
statistics menu. Press enter to copy these totals. Stats for Degas Ur's normal game completed on Mar 15, 2022, 12, 23, and 39 seconds. Totals. This game lasted 10 minutes and 40 seconds. During this time, the player managed a total score of 330 points. Pit and field. In the end, the field expanded 188 squares forward due to power-ups. And the pit was expanding at a rate of 2.1 seconds so that it had reached a Y position of 242 and consumed all of the field. Item spawning. In total, 332 regular items, 40 special items, and 35 power-ups spawned. Scoring. The 150 regular items plus the 27 power-ups the player collected contributed 177 points or 53.64% of their total score. They collected 30 special items, which contributed 133 points, or an additional 40.3% of their total score. Finally, due to their collecting speed, the player earned 20 bonus points, which equals about 6.06% of their total score. Fun fact, this resulted in the player earning, on average, about 0.52 points every second. Movement, the player took 4,184 steps and jumped 20 times. They spent 1 minute with super speed. NPCs, a total of 15 platforms spawned, and 15 or 100.0% of these broke. 15 cannons spawned, and 15 or 100.0% of these broke due to God's attention or some other unfortunate and cacophonous calamity. These cannons shot 18 balls at the player. Of these, the player avoided 15 or 83.33%. And 1 or 5.56% of them missed the player entirely due to our faulty cannon aiming system. The other 2 or 11.11% hit the player in case they didn't notice. Also, a total of 15 rock throwers spawned, and 6 or 40.0% of these broke because I think they were just too stupid to get out of the way of the pit, or maybe God hated them. The throwers shot 70 rocks at the player, hitting with 2 of them, which is about 2.86% of the time. The other 68 or 97.14% of the rocks miss the player because I think that these damn throwers are blind or something. Like, can't you guys aim? Termination. In the end, it was a pit that killed them. Termination.
So that's what the statistics menu looks like for each game.
Top 10 scores.
So I'm going to hit escape twice.
Activation options. What would you like to do? Manage machines. Opens in browser.
Okay, so this game is activated using a web system. Basically, you create an account and then go through the process to make your payment with PayPal. Once you do, your account is active. I believe you have to set a password, and then you can come back to the game and log into it with your email address and password. Now, because it's an online-based system, I believe when you buy your license, you get to use it on up to three different computers. You can log into the web interface on his website and manage your activations. You can delete any that you're not using anymore, which is quite handy. Also, if I go through this menu,
purchase additional machines, opens in browser.
This lets me buy additional machines. So if I wanted to have it on more than three, I could buy additional slots for, I think each one is I think each one's about $5. So I think it's a pretty reasonable fee. I mean, I already think having three by default is quite reasonable, but if you want more for any number of reasons, you can.
Unregister this machine from your account.
And this will unregister this computer and give the activation back to you. So I'm going to leave that here.
Main menu, options, help and exit, activation options.
Let's go into options.
TTS options.
If I hit enter here, I get back into the options for text-to-speech. I'm going to hit down arrow.
Set your name. Currently set to Chris.
This lets you change your name.
Clear statistics for the normal variation.
This lets you clear your stats.
Clear statistics for all variations.
Or for all of them.
Erase all game data and restore all stats and progress to out-of-the-box state.
This is how you can reset everything.
Erase all game data and restore all stats and progress to out-of-the-box state.
Actually, let me hit enter on this. I'm curious if I get an achievement.
Are you absolutely sure? Note that this will delete every piece of progress unlocked modes, badges, scores that you've ever made. Yes, okay, the game will now exit. Scramble Win32 window, items view list, scramble.txt.
Okay, no, you don't. Okay.
The game window, scramble, V1, welcome to scramble, TT, how, screen reader, done.
I'm going to reconfigure this. Also, you can hit home and end in the menus to jump to the top and bottom. Yeah, so that basically reset everything.
Name dialog. Enter a name edit.
Let's do Chris again.
So, okay, you're all set. If you have any, do you want to play the tutorial? Yes, no. Alrighty then. I guess you're confident. The tutorial is in the help and contact menu, found at the bottom of the main menu before exit. Feel free to walk in with your head hung after normal kicks your ass.
Welcome to Scrap.
Congratulations, you earned 25 more.
Yeah. Okay.
Exit, help and contact.
And the last menu option in here, before you get to exit.
Select an option and press escape when ready to return to the main menu, tutorial.
If you want to go through the tutorial, you can launch it from here.
Learn game sounds.
You can learn the game sounds, which I'll go through real quick in just a second.
Open the manual in a web browser.
This lets you read the manual. I highly recommend that you do that. Basically, it will open the manual in your browser that you have set as your default.
Contact the developer.
This opens a contact page on the website so you can contact Steve.
Visit developer website.
And you can go to his site.
Visit developer website.
So let's go ahead and go into
tutorial. Learn game sounds. Select a sound with the arrow keys, enter to play it, and escape to return to the main menu. Ladder indicator loops until you are standing on the ladder to tell you where it is.
This is the sound for a ladder.
Platform edge warning plays while you are jumping horizontally on a platform to indicate the edge you are headed towards.
That's the edge of the platform sound, so you want to be careful when you hear that, because if you jump too far, you will fall off the platform.
Platform is going to die soon.
Yeah, that's the alarm sound.
Cannon on a platform. Cannon that is not on a platform.
Yeah, so the cannon that's on the ground has a sound that is much lower pitched.
Warning that cannon will fire.
That's the cannon warning.
Cannon fires. Player is hit by a cannonball. Cannon is destroyed.
You can destroy cannons, but only in the showdown mode.
Rock thrower. Warning that rock thrower will fire. Rock thrower fires. Rock thrower is destroyed. Rock. Rock hits the player. Rock hits the ground. Scoring item. Scoring item is picked up. Special item. Pick up the special item. Power up. Power up spawns. Power up is retrieved where a new platform spawns due to fortune. Power up takes effect. Power up expires.
And those are your sounds.
Main menu. Egg, help, and contact play.
I think what I'll do is play the normal mode once. I could show you the other modes, but honestly, the game is pretty much identical in most cases, and I've actually only unlocked up to Insanity, so I have a few more modes to go. The problem with this game is you don't get very many points for playing each mode. So, like, to unlock Rigged, you need 1,000 points, and unless you get lots of badges, it can take you quite a while to grind and get that. But let's go ahead and show you one game of this, and then I think I'll call this done.
3, 2, 1, go! Alright,
I'm gonna hit F1, turn the music off. Just grab some items here. I'm not gonna take that item. What?
Platform spawn.
And I made a platform. Actually, when you make a platform appear with that item, it actually expands the field, which gives you more time. See if we can get this power up.
Super speed over.
Statistics menu. Press enter to copy these stats to the clipboard and escape to
exit. I'm gonna hit escape.
Congratulations, you made it to your local top 10. Your position is 1. Keep up the good work. Since this is your number 1 score, you can post this to the scoreboard. You unlocked 3 badges. Use the arrows to check them out. Press enter to skip a singer, and press escape to exit this menu.
Not sure why this music is so loud, too. I can't turn it down.
Meatball.
Here you go. Have the meatball badge. You deserve it. I mean meatball. Or meatball. Yeah, meatball. The thing that hit you. Its parent was a cannon, and had you not walked in its path, its downfall would have been the ground.
What could this mean?
I'm really proud of you. Thus, I have something for you. It's the 6 badge. Yeah, that's weird. It just has a 6 on it. I wonder if you'll ever figure out what it means?
A 6? I have no idea.
See? Nowhere is safe.
Here you go. Have the downside of that badge. You deserve it. Well, that hurt, didn't it? Guess you really discovered the downside of being up on a platform. I bet that was a hard punch to the gut, huh? Didn't see that coming, did you? Just kinda hit ya out of nowhere, didn't it? That one really came out of left field. Okay, I'll stop. Take your damn badge. You deserve it for getting unceremoniously smashed by a platform's favorite guardian.
I'm gonna hit enter. Or no, I guess you have to hit escape.
This earns you 75 more points to spend on new variations. Select put play. Post to the scoreboard.
Let's post my score.
Send last score of 24 to the normal scoreboard.
I'm not going to score very high, but yeah, so that's basically how the game works. And each badge you get awards you 25 points. I don't know how many badges there are. I think in my current save file, well, I can show you in just a second.
Unfortunately, Chris, you didn't make the top 10. Your position was 374. Do you want to copy the URL to your score in the online scoreboard for sharing purposes? Yes.
So you can copy the link to the score if you want so that people can read it, I guess?
No.
I just choose no.
No. Exit.
All right, what I'm going to do... 32 window. I think to end this is restore my save file and play the insanity mode and let's see if I can beat it.
Folder view list, Audacity, Firefox, Furball.brain.
So I'm going to copy this file and let's go back into my... Let's see, I think I left it open.
Scramble window, scramble. Scramble window, Furball.brain. Replace or skip files. Scramble window.
All right, so I've replaced the file
desktop
in app data.
Scramble in scramble.txt.
And if I load the game now.
The game window. Select an option. Play. Variation. Insanity. Play.
There we go. So let's go ahead and try to play a game of Insanity.
3, 2, 1, Insanity!
Well, it didn't last very long.
Congratulations. Select variation, insanity, exit. Scramble win 32.
Yeah, that's insanity. And as its name would imply, it's pretty crazy because things will appear very, 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 very quickly. And yeah, it can wreck your day really fast like that. Anyway.
Desktop list, Audacity.
That's going to do it for me. I think this has been a pretty good overview of this game. I think in total there's like 7 or 8 modes. So there's a fair bit to unlock. And of course, I'm not sure how many badges there are. But, excuse me. Hopefully you found this helpful. As always, if you have any questions, comments, things like that, just leave them in the video and I will try to get back to you. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. You guys take care.